hope I don't have borderline personality disorder, and then I just abuse Adam publicly for years for my own financial gain. And speaking of financial gain, why don't you check out gambling?
Hold on. There's a spirit coming in from the wind, a Native American spirit.
Oh, my name is Chief Dollar Coin, the Jewish, from the Dakota Sioux people.
Yes, that's right, the Dakota S-U-E's.
And I'm here with an important message about gambling on the internet. Have you heard of BetDSI.com? They've been in business over 20 years with a strong record of paying out Jews like myself.
Wow, that sounds incredible, Chief.
Wow, what a long-standing track record.
They offer live in-game wagering, so you can change your Jewish mind whenever you like.
We do that often, don't
they
we?
They do that often.
We do be like that.
They do be like that.
Oh, anyways, shit, Chief. The Chief is back.
Here, I have come all the way back from the big TP synagogue to talk to you about a new type of underwear that feels good on your mostly nude body. When I'm painting Stars of David as I prepare for war, that's what we call complaining.
As I prepare to hit the comments section.
As we go, as we prepare for the great Comanche battle of calling up customer service at Build-A-Bear and complaining that they had a 2-for-1 special that they didn't honor when I brought my niece for her... her bat mitzvah. Anyways, I wear Mack Weldon underwear when I do what I just said.
All the things I just said. I was wearing Mack Weldon underwear.
I was wearing Mack Weldon underwear while that was happening. Because Mack Weldon underwear is the greatest underwear you'll ever wear. They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You go online to MackWeldon.com, and it's easier than any online shopping experience I've ever had.
Yeah, me too, Chief.
Not only do they believe in feeling good, they look good, too. Mm-hmm. And not only do they believe in that, but they also feel good, and they perform well.
Mm-hmm.
Wear them anywhere. Out to battle, on a date, while you're having a manic breakdown. when you're screaming at a therapist, denying that you have borderline personality disorder.
No, fuck you, bitch.
And usually, those kinds of screams make your cock really stinky.
Yeah, right.
Thank God.
Thank God they got a silver line of underwear that are naturally antimicrobial.
Wow.
Which means that they suck the stink off of your borderline worthless fucking body. It might as well be dangling from a rafter. Because good riddance to you. You borderline fucking piece of shit.
What about the people that have it that are listening to this?
I mean, I don't think there are any.
No, probably there are.
Borderline personality people are busy, like, threatening to kill themselves if their girlfriend leaves them.
Hell yeah.
They don't have time for podcasts.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Anyways.
They don't have time to host them either. Therefore, guess what, dude? You don't have it.
Yeah, you probably don't.
By that logic.
That's true.
Yep.